For countless thousands of Scots, signing the covenant was just an extension of the vows they took in Kirk, banding them with God. But very rapidly, the document assumed the status of a kind of patriotic scripture, determining who and who was not a real Christian, who and who was not truly a Scot. For Charles, there was no question of negotiating. They were all rebels. They must all be punished. There was just one snag. It wasn't Charles who had the formidable army, but the Scots, veterans of the wars of religion in Europe. Facing his first really crucial test, Charles, the British Charlemagne, found he couldn't raise money and he couldn't raise men. It took one bruising skirmish for Charles to see the folly of further fighting. A truce was hastily signed. But he wouldn't back off. By now, Charles was desperate enough for men and money to do what he must have hoped he'd never have to do again, call a parliament. After 11 years of gathering dust, the House of Commons would once again be full of passionate argument and legal fury.